From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday said that the winding up of military hysteria over North Korea could lead to a global catastrophe and cause a huge number of human casualties. He said a peaceful and a diplomatic solution could only resolve the North Korean nuclear problem. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that all options are on the table regarding North Korea. President Trump on Wednesday said he hopes Congress will act to protect 800,000 young undocumented immigrants from being deported, even after he moved to end the program that kept them in the United States. Trump was asked at the White House whether he was confident that Congress would do something for the immigrants.
I hope they do. I certainly hope they do.
The immigrants, years ago, illegally entered the United States with their parents. Trump has been widely criticized by Democrat lawmakers and some Republicans, along with U.S. business leaders, for rescinding the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that was created by former President Barack Obama, which kept them in the U.S. to study, work, and serve in the military. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the eye of Hurricane Irma is passing over the British Virgin Islands. It says a wind gust of up to 177 kph has been reported a little to the west at Buck Island in the U.S. Virgin Islands. At 1 p.m. local time, the storm was centered about 55 kilometers east of St. Thomas and 170 kilometers east of San Juan, Puerto Rico. Irma was traveling west-northwest at 26 kilometers per hour. For additional information, stories, and videos, follow Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News. Tong Tung, Myanmar's top security advisor, said that the country's armed forces were using maximum restraint in their military operations during the ongoing crisis in the Rakhine State, and that an insurgent group that had launched deadly attacks on 30 police posts 2 weeks ago were trying to carve out a separate Muslim state.
We will defend ourselves from acts of terrorism. We will defend our territorial integrity and the sovereignty of our nation. We will protect our citizens. However, we will exercise maximum restraint in the use of force.
Human rights groups have accused the army and police of indiscriminately firing on civilians and raising Muslim Rohingya villagers in their response to the attacks that were claimed by a group calling itself the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army. The country's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, is quoted as saying that there was a huge iceberg of misinformation being spread about the Rakhine crisis. The UN says that more than 120,000 people have fled into neighboring Bangladesh to escape the violence. A court has approved a plan for Australia to pay millions of dollars in compensation to former detainees held at an offshore camp for migrants in Papua New Guinea. Phil Mercer reports.
This is the largest human rights deal in Australian legal history. Asylum seekers and refugees who were held at an Australian-run camp on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea between 2012 and 2016 will share a $55 million settlement. The men claimed they suffered physical and psychological harm and that they were falsely imprisoned. The class action suit had alleged more than 1,900 detainees had been kept in inhumane conditions. The Australian government hasn't admitted any liability, but said it wanted to settle the case to avoid a lengthy and expensive trial. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Angola's election committee has dismissed complaints by opposition parties that question provisional results, declaring the ruling party to be the winner of the August 23rd vote. The results set the stage for Defense Minister João Lourenço to replace President José Eduardo dos Santos, who has ruled the country for 38 years and is expected to remain the head of the ruling party. Kenya's Electoral Commission has announced changes to its top personnel to oversee a new presidential election next month. The appointments appear to be in response to opposition leader Raila Odinga's demand for reforms to the commission before a new October 17th election. From the News Center in Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.